This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nice handle there.
Bees are flying now. AJ Lawson.
Are you interested? Do you have any interest in the Summer League? It's the KNC Masterpiece here on 105 Through the Fan. Reginald Adatula sitting in for the boys. Mike Bassett always here with you. Alec Medford as well. 877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line. Your Mavs got going in Las Vegas Summer League on Saturday. And as you heard, AJ Lawson did a little bit of a punching at home. Melvin Ejensa, the second round pick for your Mavericks, played in this. He's playing in Summer League. There's some interesting things there. Omax Prosper is obviously the big one that everybody's watching. Does any of this interest you at all from a Mavs perspective or even at a wider perspective? Because this is pre-preseason basketball, and preseason sports is already kind of a tough thing. I'm interested. Do the Tolos, and Mike, do you have any interest in Summer League basketball?
So I'm old enough now at 46 years old that I've watched the likes of Mo Agar, Darnell Harvey, Eduardo Nahara.
I know that name.
Nick Fizikas.
Definitely know that name.
All of these guys to come through, and I was like, I got to watch them play Summer League basketball. With Rodrigue Bobois.
Yeah.
And I've done it, and I've seen some guys impress me in Summer League basketball, and I've seen some guys not play that great in Summer League basketball.
Right.
And then I have an opinion on what they might do or might not do in the NBA season coming up. And it is so inconsistent on what they do. I will call this low A ball. So if you follow baseball and basketball, low A ball, four guys on your team are probably going to make it to the major leagues at some point in their career. Maybe five if like you have a really good low A ball team. But yeah, you're looking at 3 to 5 guys making the major leagues at some point. And they're not ready for the major leagues yet for the most part. But you can see some premium prospects, and then you'll see a lot of guys that just never make it. And so that's the Summer League. And so because of me watching it for so long, the last few years, I've just gone, there's so much that I have going on in my life.
Right.
That I can't put that in my time. And then I've not seen any positive result as like it hasn't paid off.
Yeah,
for
there's
me.
Not there's not really a correlation.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
And so because there's no correlation on if you play great in Summer League, you're going to be a good NBA player or a role player. If you play subpar in Summer League, but you are a really high draft pick, that means you're already a bust and you're not going to play well your rookie year or in your career. So because I don't see any correlation between Summer League and the season, I've decided over time, I've watched plenty of it, I've decided over time that it's not for me. I will read about it. I'll watch you on Locked On Mavs with,
hey,
I always just say Nick.
Yeah.
I struggle with his last name.
Angstat. Yeah, names aren't always the easiest thing for you, are they?
So, yeah. So, I will watch a YouTube conversation on what happened in the Summer League for the Dallas Mavericks, but I just don't spend any time watching it anymore because I haven't found myself seeing the results of, if this person does this, then this will result in the season.
Yeah, I'm with you there, right? This is pre-preseason basketball, as I said earlier. And I'm already in a place where, look, I work in this thing, so I understand what the do's and don'ts are of this job and what's necessary. And so sometimes you have to watch preseason things, right? Where we talk about spring training, you get an idea, especially of what's happening with your team, and you get some of the feel. It's necessary to talk about what's happening with that team. With football, You know, preseason football, we're trying to determine who's going to be on that roster, who's going to be in that 53rd spot, even though, let's be completely honest, that if that 53rd spot is playing in a big way, we got real questions, right? Preseason sports, if I was just a fan, I absolutely understand why you would go, why do I care about this one iota, right? We're already talking about regular seasons being watered down and not matter. Preseason, and then this is even more preseason because now we're talking about, as you mentioned, a lot of guys that likely aren't making it. And I feel like for with Summer League, a lot of times what it is here for is, one, it is there to be a convention for NBA people.
Right, yeah, right? 100%. It's kind of like their winter meetings.
Exactly.
The winter meetings, what the winter meetings are for baseball is for a lot of minor league jobs to be filled in, like, sales and marketing and all of these things around the country. Plus, there are some major league jobs open in that category. Not major league jobs for general manager, assistant general manager, yeah, or coaching staffs. Those are pretty much done. But, yeah, I feel like, to your point, this is what it is in July. All the general managers are there. There's probably head of marketing there. And they're saying, hey, what worked in your arena this year that you really took a risk on? And what did you guys do that took a risk on that it just fell flat? It wasn't a good promotion. It didn't really gain any interest in your city. So, yeah, to your point, I bet there's a lot of that going on.
A ton of fraternizing with the people in the sport. So, like, I think media types going, they get information from each other and just kind of hang out, build relationships, maybe sometimes with players, because you'll see some of the players, and we saw some of the big wigs of your Mavs out there watching this game. But I think, too, is if you have a young stud that you just drafted that you're hoping to get some eyes on, to get an idea, maybe not even figure out what they'll be, but just you're excited about this. One of those guys, for me, that I've seen, Reed Shepard, the kid from Kentucky,
okay,
that got drafted to the Rockets, he just looks like a player, right? Okay. And you mentioned Zach Edey when we were talking about that. I've been like, oh, okay, maybe he can play at an NBA level just because of the skill itself, but not necessarily like the performance, if that makes sense. Like, I get to see the skill in a different way. But then
I've seen a lot of hype on Edey. Yeah. I have not seen the hype. I've been busy. I have not seen the hype on Reed Shepard, at least on YouTube and on the internet, that I've seen on Zach Edey, where a lot of like, oh, this was a great pick, he is going to be awesome. And I'm just like, dude, like, I do, for some reason, I don't know why I keep, maybe it's, YouTube, how it gets you and it keeps feeding you.
Yeah.
If you watch it,
you fall in a rabbit hole of things.
Gilbert Arenas, I keep getting all the Gilbert Arenas opinions. And I'm like, I don't even know if these are the best opinions, but I keep getting, he's on there with Kenyon Martin and Brandon Jennings are usually the main three. There's other guys. The guy that was a total flop from North Carolina, horrible, Rashad McCants.
Rashad McCants.
Yeah.
And he's been getting the NBA world going. He loves giving hot takes.
Yeah. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I just am like, you guys played Summer League. You guys have seen Summer League stars be complete flops. Give it some time. But I've just heard this, Zach Edey was the best pick. Zach Edey is going to be unbelievable. And I'm like, he's playing Summer League against 6'1" Bronny James. Like, I know they're not guarding each other, but I'm like, it's just tough. It's good. I like that Zach Edey could work out. I really have no care. I know he's with Memphis, so in a way, I hope he doesn't work out.
Sure.
I'm not against the person. I'm for the Mavericks more than against him or against Memphis. But I just look at it and go, man, people will have these strong takes on two Summer League basketball games. And I've seen too many Summer League basketball games where it doesn't correlate. But yeah. Zach Edey's getting a lot of love. I didn't know about Reed Shepard, so let me ask you this. Have you watched him? Like, does he look, in a way, I know this isn't maybe fair, but does he look, when I watched him at Kentucky the few times, I just thought like he's kind of more of a catch and shoot guy with some skills as handling a ball. Does he look better at handling a ball than I think?
He looked a little bit better handling the ball. I was kind of surprised. And look, I'm talking off of a lot of kind of highlight reels put together on SportsCenter. And because I don't think that I've watched a full Rockets Summer League game, because again, right, we're talking about preseason, and there's plenty of things to do this weekend when we talk about all the sports and the baseball and watching the Rangers get 2 or 3 against the Astros. But I mean, it did seem like he was handling the ball where they were actually like putting him in point guard positions, even though I don't think that that's necessarily what he's going to do. And I think that they did that to maybe kind of stretch him and see what he could do on ball. He seemed diligent in that way, but he was definitely knockdown shooter, pull-up shooter, and defensively he got like 5 steals in one of those games, which I thought was really interesting. But that's the Rockets guy. Let's talk about the Mavs, because the Mavs played, and I feel like the two big names for your Mavs, Omax Prosper and Melvin Ejensa. And then I thought that they played pretty interestingly, because Melvin Ejensa shot really unafraid in this game. Like, he took shots. He didn't knock him down necessarily. He was left-handed? 1 of 5.
Or does he just like dunking left-handed? I remember his highlights in the draft. Is he a right-handed shooter?
He is a lefty, if I remember correctly.
Well, good. But I like him even more.
Exactly,
now.
Yes. The lefty pitcher that we have on the KNC Masterpiece, Mike Bacsik, approves. 5 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 5 from 3. In the course of this, of course, the game against the Utah Jazz. And during this, Jared Greenberg had an interesting thing that he said on the call. He was on the call with Candace Parker. He said that Melvin Ejensa is playing for a roster spot. And he went as far as to say that basically, if he, when he was drafted, I thought we looked
Greenberg
at it.
Greenberg heard this from somebody?
I mean, remember, he ends up being a reporter, and now he's calling a game in Summer League, but he plies his trade as a reporter.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that he is doing the reporting here when he says that the Mavs want to see what he can do in Summer League. They drafted him, and I think the reporting was that he'll probably be a drafted stash, but depending on how he plays in Summer League, he could be, you know, get one of the roster spots on this team. Is that something you're at all interested in when it comes to the Summer League of this all, and maybe Melvin Ejensa being with the big club, or maybe obviously getting some time with the G League, Texas Legends as well, as opposed to remaining overseas for a time period?
Yes, but I'm only interested by watching a 5-minute YouTube conversation on it, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, I don't know if they probably play today or tonight or something.
Yeah, they play tonight.
I'm going to the Home Run Derby tonight. Yeah. I'm super pumped about that. I just can't see myself getting back from that tonight at, let's say, 10 or 11 o'clock or whatever time I get home and being like, oh man, I hope I recorded the Mavs Summer League game to see if Melvin Ejensa did enough that I think he should be the 14th or 15th guy on the team. I do think that there's potential in him, and I think the great thing is Nico Harrison has changed my thought about the draft.
Mm.
Nico cares about all 60 picks.
Yeah.
I think the Mavs, I don't even know, I'm going to say that it seemed like Mark Cuban cared about the first 14 picks, and then about after that he stopped caring.
Yeah, the lottery, and then
I look at Nico and his short time here. By the way, in another conversation maybe this week, I wonder if Nike just hitting the tank is part of losing Nico. Over time, losing Nico has cost Nike billions of dollars.
Mm.
Is I'm wondering with going back to the kind of last spot on the team and everything is like, how much, I know he can't contribute. I'm just going to assume Ejensa can't contribute in 2024-25, but he could make the team. They'd give him a 4-year, I'll say like Bronny contract, like, or a Jaden Hardy contract. They don't want the Jalen Brunson thing to ever happen again.
Mm.
And Nico's smart enough to see those things in the future. And I love that Nico is now running the basketball operation. So if he is that good, awesome. I don't think he's going to play on the team. And I think that he would spend a lot of his time with the Texas Legends getting his run, getting his minutes to improve his basketball game. But that would be a great sign. If you traded from 58 to 51 and this guy played well enough in summer league, you're like, we want to give him a 4-year guaranteed contract. Then that would be a great sign that Nico found somebody that they think in year 2 or year 3 could possibly get into the rotation off of the bench. And by year 4, because if you start looking at financially, I know this gets way down the road.
Yeah.
But if you start looking at financially where the Mavs are going to be when PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford are up, Derek Lively's a restricted free agent, you know, all of these things, you start looking at Omax Prospers and people like that, you're going to need them to help out because you just can't pay the aprons that they've put on restrictions. I cannot give 5 players $30 to $50 million a year, each guy.
Right, and when teams try that, hello, Phoenix Suns, we've found it doesn't work that well. They need that support. So, yeah, Nico Harrison was on the broadcast for a moment. He talked a little bit. I might circle back around to some of that audio because he talked about Omax as well and what he could mean to this team. So we might circle back to that. But yeah, it seems like on the text line, on the YouTube, on the Twitch, for the most part, the answer is no. They're not interested in Summer League right now. And I understand why. You don't have a big name draft pick that you got. I think the big name that you're looking at is Omax Prosper, late first round pick from last year that didn't factor in. Plus, I think you're a team that went to the finals. This is a team that you're looking at the here and now of it. And the big name of the offseason for the Mavs is Klay Thompson. I think we're super excited to see him and what the Mavs have once they get to the regular season and really once they get to the postseason next year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.